You may think you know what nonprofit work is like, but whatever you think, I can assure you of one thing. It's not easy.
This is really hard work. This is really good work, but it doesn't mean you always feel super awesome at the end of the day because we're working very, very hard with under-resourced organizations.
Passionate nonprofit professionals in Southeast Michigan are doing the necessary work to move our region in the right direction. And they face a lot of barriers.
I can't even really explain what it's like when you're a small nonprofit and you're dealing with things like, how do we become sustainable? What does succession look like? What am I doing, legal or illegal, right? Because you don't come in knowing all of the guidelines. You're just trying to feed people or get kids in college or show them how to have a work ethic.
Today, you're going to hear the voices of the dedicated people working in the nonprofit sector. These are the voices of the individuals whose work improves the lives of children who are struggling, supports human trafficking survivors, and showcases the talent of Black actors and thespians. They encounter and work toward change for those affected most by society's ills. These are the voices of the people who do the work.
Well, good evening. I'm Jean Oberman.
My name is Karen Moore.
My name is Anjanette Davenport Hatter, affectionately known as AJ.
My name is Stephanie Maurice.
I'm Abby Adair.
My name is Gary Anderson.
Asandi Connor.
Diane Baldwin.
My heart's passion is the justice portion of faith. So I'm the executive director of Operation Refuge in Ankster, Michigan.
I am the campus community engagement coordinator at Oakland University.
By trade, I am a medical social worker.
I work for Volunteers of America, Michigan.
I work at a nonprofit, the Children's Center.
Founder and CEO of Say It Right.
Director of annual giving and marketing at Focus Hope.
I'm the executive director of Sanctum House.
I am producing artistic director for Plowshares Theater Company.
We are a long-term residential program for adult women victims of human trafficking.
We are Michigan's only professional African-American theater.
The right thing with the right people at the right time when all of the stars align.
COAC Detroit's mission is very simple. Create a neutral space for connection, well-being, self-care, and collaborative action needed to support the phenomenal work of nonprofits like these. COAC is a nonprofit collaboration hub in Detroit serving Southeast Michigan. And actually, 2020 marks our first anniversary. For the last year, we've worked to pair national best practice research with the insight and context of those right here in Southeast Michigan to bridge the gap between vision and community transformation. And who am I? I'm Sharnay Sanders, Program Coordinator. Welcome to COAC Detroit. In 2016, the Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Foundation began extensive research and outreach to better understand the needs among nonprofits in Southeast Michigan. Due to their generous support, along with the input from a number of other partners, the idea of COAC Detroit was formed. We are a hub that accelerates collaborative action in Southeast Michigan's nonprofit community. Our executive director, Alondra Bolger, explains it this way.
We have the space that really, I think, amplifies this opportunity for folks to connect because there are no restrictions to who can come. And that's very intentional. So when we were doing some of our engagement sessions, we asked folks what they thought was possible in the space and what they needed. We heard a lot of things, but there are two things that always stood out to me. The first was this idea of safe space, right? And if you unpack that, safe space for a lot of the nonprofits meant like an opportunity to be vulnerable without being penalized for it. So I'm having this challenge in my organization, but I don't want my funding impacted because of it. So we heard that. The other thing that we heard was this desire to kind of really disrupt the status quo and the fact that like business as usual is just not getting us to where we want to be as a community. And so I always hold those two ideas in balance, right? This idea of safe disruption, which to me is like a total contradiction in a lot of ways, but at the same time, very much needed if you go back to the idea of like building deep trust, building relationships, then you've got to feel safe. You've got to be able to express vulnerabilities. And that gets us to the disruption that we want to see.
After engaging in conversations with community members and stakeholders, COACT officially opened its doors in 2019 at no cost to nonprofits across the region.
When we heard about a really attractive office and gathering space that was going to be available to nonprofits at no charge initially, I found that exciting.
That's Gary Anderson. He's the producing artistic director at Plowshares Theater Company.
So we immediately tried to find ways of scheduling events there to take advantage of the resources. It's a very nice space. I mean, if you want to work during the regular work hours, you can find some place, a spot easy to sit down and work. You can have a staff meeting or board meeting there because they have space to accommodate that. And what I've used it for is to conduct, we're doing a series of salons where we would invite our patrons in to hear us speak more deeply on a certain aspect of Black theater.
Anjanette Davenport-Hatter, medical social worker and director of Your Good Village Collective, shared her first experience at COACT.
First, I love the space. The open space, the co-working or the collaborative space, it was just very welcoming. You know, the natural light through the windows, it just had a very feng shui kind of relaxing, at peace, serenity experience. And I'm not sure about a lot of other nonprofits, but for me, I'm very much overwhelmed by the day-to-day happenings of running a nonprofit. And so when I'm able to be in a space that causes peace and serenity and support at the same time, it was just a good relief. It's like walking in and then doing like a sigh of relief.
We love the way folks light up when they walk through our doors. And COACT is more than just a space. We source local wisdom to co-create programs and resources that meets nonprofits right where they are.
I was having this conversation with someone the other day about nonprofits who's unfamiliar with nonprofits.
That's Deandra Gourlay with Volunteers of America, Michigan.
And I never actually believed the stereotype, like, nonprofits are wild. You know, there's like this stereotype about how messy it is and, you know, nothing is organized. And I was like, no way. I got this, you know. You know, I might be getting older, but maybe not quite wiser. You know, still a little naive. But thinking about, you know, my experience stepping into nonprofit from corporate, it has very much been that stereotype I so thought I was avoiding. But I see what COACT is doing, and whether or not I'm participating in all of it or able to participate in all of it, I do think it is something that is very needed. Even looking at prior to 2020 and all of the things we are now experiencing, the world needs nonprofits and the world needs advocacy, but there also needs to be someone helping and lending a hand to these people that are doing good and want to continue to do good. So I think, you know, COACT is coming in and filling a void or filling a need that is urgent and is growing more urgent by the minute.
And here's Gary Anderson again with Plowshares Theater Company, talking about one of the issues he's seen in the sector.
I think one of the problems that has been developing over the last several years is that a lot of the areas of progress that we see are gated communities. They have someone standing in the way and looking at the qualities of each and every member. And I think one of the beauties of COACT is that it's an open and welcoming space that allows everybody and invites everybody in.
And Anjanette Davenport Hatter has accepted that invitation time and time again.
I've done the leveraging Google tools for nonprofit workshops, earned revenue, apparatus solutions, Michigan Nonprofit Association, new nonprofit startup series, and Michigan community resources. And so each of those have been very impactful on the direction that we've gone in managing our nonprofit. There's a lot happening out here. And, you know, especially being a Black female-led nonprofit, there's no way, there's absolutely no way, and I'm clapping as I'm talking, there's no way that we would be able to afford or be able to put ourselves in the position to hear this kind of information. That they would help us build capacity, help us with fund development, you know, help us with, you know, our financing, you know, templates. You know, a lot of places you have to have membership or you have to pay top dollar for it. And just to be able to have access, you know, when you don't have access, then your outcomes are poor. When you do have access, then your outcomes are positive.
We know that access to resources is one of the primary issues nonprofits face. So it's important for COAC to help bridge that gap. And just as important as accessibility is connection and collaboration. This type of networking is a norm in the entrepreneurial community, but in the nonprofit sector?
In some ways, our sector is pretty insulated, and in some ways, it's siloed.
That's Asandi Conner, founder and CEO of Say It Right, a strategic communications consulting firm.
So even within this sector, there are these different subsets that many of us only talk to the same people in those that are in that subset space that we work in. We are often head down, focused, and in the grind of doing the work, that sticking our head above the fray to just pause and again have conversations, explore possible collaborations. I don't know that my observation doing this work is that we don't often do that. And that I think is one of the ways where COAC is priceless, because it gives us a space to do that with some guardrails that are it's programmed, but even just to be able to come and work in the space and not know who you may run into, and those conversations can lead to some collaboration.
There is a well-known term we've adopted to describe these chance meetups between nonprofits. The term natural collisions. These are the organic and meaningful connections that happen just by sharing physical space with one another. COAC is meant to be a place for collisions like these to fruit and flourish.
Well, I am Diane Baldwin. I am the Campus Community Engagement Coordinator at Oakland University. My main role is to connect campus and community, and I do that in a variety of ways, and that is actually how I met Karen.
My name is Karen Moore.
Diane met Karen Moore at COAC in 2019, but you might not think their work would intersect. Karen is the executive director of Sanctum House, a residential program for survivors of human trafficking. She shared her work during a launch event at COAC, and the rest is history, and a dynamic history at that.
When I was there, a woman from Oakland University was there in the audience. She came up to me and said, Karen, this is in line with the mission of Oakland University, and it's Diane Baldwin. And she said, I'd like to open up some meetings to see how we could collaborate together. And I said, great. The one presentation I did at COAC opened up a whole door to Oakland University, which is incredible because the number of people we've touched since that one relationship that formed is incredible.
Before she knew it, Oakland U communication students were advising Sanctum House on social media strategy. And during National Human Trafficking Awareness Month, Karen and a Sanctum House resident spoke at Oakland University about their work and experiences.
What is not always, but very common, is there will be somebody in the audience that will say, I am her. And when we were there at Oakland University, a father got up on the microphone and just started crying and said, "I just saved my daughter from the light." And I looked down and she was sitting there. She was crying. And Paige, our resident, got up and went down and hugged her and said, "You can make it. You can do it."
Nonprofit work is critical to realizing the change our communities need to thrive. This is heart work. It's inspiring and all the while exhausting. People need a break, time and space to care for themselves. Abby Adair, Donor Relations Manager at the Children's Center of Wayne County, talks about how the issues of the people we serve can affect our own mental health.
Sometimes in my job, I'm interviewing clients to share their stories. Like yesterday, I interviewed a young man who is in the foster care system. He's had a lot of family trouble, and I've taken his story to share with others. But that itself, like hearing what's the trauma that someone else has been through, can be really hard. It's called secondary trauma. And I interview one client a month. So for the people who do that every day, multiple times a day in therapy sessions, it's even more important that they are taking care of themselves. And often in the nonprofit sector, when I was getting my master's in social work, they talk about it all the time. But, you know, they say you have to take care of yourself, you have to do all these things, but then they don't give you the time or the money or the resources to actually get it done.
Though nonprofit work varies widely, burnout is a common issue we see across the sector. So we decided early on to set aside time for self-care by creating the Nonprofit Wellbeing Series. COACT offers a weekly meditation session every Wednesday morning, and Howa Massaquoi Carter, service navigator at Volunteers of America, says this series has given her more peace and energy.
Well, for me, I know that I'm always giving of myself, and I know I have to, you know, take time to, you know, self-care for me. And I think if I don't, I'll be depleted. I won't be good for anybody. So what the meditation does, it allows me to have that moment to say, okay, let me, you know, regroup, recharge, and re-energize myself and say, okay, sometimes we need a self-care day. And I think every Wednesday at 9 to 9:30, that gives me that time to do that. When I attend the meditation series, I can say, oh, okay, this is how I can approach this after I leave.
Howa's colleague at Volunteers of America, Deandra Gourlay, says she's already seen the Nonprofit Wellbeing Series impact her team.
We were given a project pretty last minute as a team to complete. The folks who were in charge of this project, myself included, we all showed up to the meditation. And afterwards, we were so much less concerned. It was kind of like a funny deadline, you know, like, ha, 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 yeah, we'll get it done, you know, versus like the day before Tuesday when it was assigned to us, we're like, oh my God, what is going on? How will we ever complete this? But then, you know, after that meditation, we connected. There were three of us who are kind of leading this project. And it was then like, yep, haha, we'll get it done. So, and I think that set the tone for it, set the tone for the day.
And the stories of these nonprofits have definitely set the tone for our first year. As COACT celebrates its first anniversary.
I kind of can't believe that they've only been open for a year because it seems like already such a integral part of our like local ecosystem of impact organizations, which is pretty awesome.
We are so grateful to our supporters and the people from across the nonprofit sector who have visited, connected, and been transformed by the space.
I think their mission is remarkable.
I would congratulate them on actually doing something so simple that is so critical, being an open space available to the nonprofit world.
Job well done. They're clearly doing something right.
Thank you.
It has been a phenomenal year of learning and growing and connecting and sharing and collaborating. And I know that this is only the beginning, and it's just so much more greatness is in store.
We are excited to embark upon another year to work, learn, care for ourselves, and take collaborative action together at COAC. Thank you to our producers, Shannon Kaysen, Aaron Allen, and Justin Bull. I'm your host, Sharnay Sanders. To learn more about COAC, visit coacdetroit.org.